Why it's a lie. In another packed podgram, bumblebees are only able to fly because they don't know they shouldn't be able to. If you put a tooth in a glass of Coca-Cola, it will dissolve overnight. And watching TV in the dark will ruin your eyesight. Well, each of those statements is false. So let's find out
why it's a lie.
If bumblebees knew the laws of physics, they wouldn't be able to fly. I remember hearing that, a motivational speaker saying that, and then the climax of the talk is that you can do anything you want as long as you believe in the impossible. Well, that's nice. But let's go back to the original statement. Is the bumblebee really aerodynamically unable to fly? Well, the short answer is sure it can. The longer answer starts somewhere around 1930. Apparently, somewhere in Germany, a biologist and an aerodynamics expert were enjoying a meal. The biologist asked about insect flight, and after a few calculations, the aerodynamics expert stated that, according to accepted theory at the time, bumblebees did not generate enough lift to fly. Now, since this seemed hilarious, the biologist started telling everyone what this colleague had said. But soon after, aerodynamic experts revised and further explained the answer. One thing they said is that bumblebees, you know, they're tiny and they don't weigh very much. So yes, if an airplane was built like a bumblebee, but bigger, it would not be able to fly. But as physics now tells us, bees aren't like airplanes, they're like helicopters. Their wings work on the same principle as helicopter blades, so it generates a lot more lift than a stationary blade. And here's the other thing. Bees can move their wings really, really, really fast, like around 200 beats per second. How? Well, apparently, it's that the bee's wing muscles don't expand and contract like you'd expect wings to do. Rather, they vibrate like a rubber band. A nerve impulse comes along and twangs the muscle, much like, you know, you'd pluck a guitar string, and it vibrates the wing up and down a few times until, well, the next pulse comes along. That's the dumbed-down version. If you want more info, physics.org explains it much better. Much, much better. But saying bumblebees are doing something impossible makes for a better story. So people pass that one around, rather than the explanation that explains why it's a lie. If you put a tooth in a glass of Coke, in less than 24 hours, it will disappear. For that matter, if you put a nail in a glass of Coke, it will dissolve as well. Same with a piece of meat. But for all three of these myths, it's not true. How do we know it's not true? Because lots of people tested it. And the next morning, the tooth or nail or hunk of meat was still there. This rumor started back in 1950, when a university professor testified that sugar in Coke causes cavities. Then he went on to say that the phosphoric acid in Coke was super bad for you, and a tooth left in a glass would start to dissolve in as little as 2 days. So thanks to the internet, start to dissolve became dissolve, and 2 days became one. What we didn't hear is that orange juice has twice as much phosphoric acid as Coke. But before you start worrying about your teeth dissolving, also keep in mind that we don't hold Coke or orange or lemon juice in our mouths for hours on end. And we have this stuff called saliva that washes our teeth of sugars and any acids. Fun fact, Coke isn't great at cleaning your toilet either. If you pour Coke on pork, sadly, it won't make little worms crawl out of it. Combining Coke with an aspirin won't get you stoned. And Coca-Cola is not a contraceptive. It is not. After reading about these different myths on a number of different places, I realized, you know what? They're all conveniently located in a section at Snopes.com. S-N-O-P-E-S.com. So read all about it for yourself. Just a disclaimer here, I'm not saying anything about diet or health, right? Not saying you should or shouldn't increase or decrease the amount of soft drinks in your diet. Just saying that the idea of a tooth dissolving in a glass of Coke overnight, that's why it's a lie. Watching TV without a lamp in the room will ruin your eyesight. Well, the only way to save your eyesight and your children's eyesight at night is to have a light on. Now, who do you think would benefit from having a lamp in every home by every TV? Maybe someone who sells lamps? Well, funny you should say that. The myth that watching TV in the dark wasn't invented by a guy who owned a lamp store, but it was the PR guy who had a client who owned a lamp store, J. Robert Ment. But Wait a second. Don't we go to the movies and watch them totally in the dark? How can a movie be okay, but a TV damage your eyes? And hey, we were also told when we were kids that if you read in dim lights, you can harm your eyes as well. Is that true? It is not. Now, having lots of light is going to make reading easier, right? Your eyes won't get tired as quickly if you have lots of light. But dim light won't hurt your eyes. Keep in mind, people used to read by candlelight and the light from the fire. And they used to sew by candlelight as well. Fun bonus fact, watching TV does not make your eyes square. What, no one's grandma ever told them that? Well, anyway, watching TV in the dark, damaging your eyes? That's why it's a lie. Remember, hearing from you is like candy for our brains. Make a comment on Podomatic.com, give us 5 stars on iTunes. You know, it doesn't cost you anything, and it helps get the word out. You could like something on our Facebook page, maybe tell a friend, especially a young person, right? Okay, that's it. Thanks for listening to
Why It's a Lie. Created by Jim and helped out by friends like me. I'm Mark. Please subscribe to Why It's a Lie on iTunes and leave awesome reviews. Thanks for listening.